Father in heaven, we come to you this night in the wonderful name of your Savior, your Son, that special gift that you give us, that paid that ransom, paid the price, that we might receive that wonderful induction to freedom, that we might have that witness within us. Greater is He that's within us, He that's in the world. And Father, we thank you that your word says that greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world. And we thank you for that wonderful blessing that you're greater than what we face day by day. And we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father above, who there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. And Father, we know that that means every good thing that comes from you. And everything that isn't good, it comes to the other side. Lord, we thank you that you're forever faithful. We thank you that you're not slack concerning your promises, as some men count slackness, but you're long-suffering us, for not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. You're forever faithful, and you've kept this world in orbit all this time. And Father, your word says that the world is kept by the word. And we thank you. Your word says that the word will heal us. Your word will bring healing to our body. And Father, we thank you for that healing gift from heaven. We thank you that you're righteous in all areas. And Father, we thank you that you have pity upon us carnal people. And you help us to explore coming into that greater place for you, that we might not be such a has-been or a washed up person, but we can get help, we can get strength, we can get forgiveness, we can get a blessing that will help us through life's toils, and we can walking in your faithfulness. And we thank you for your joy that's unspeakable, full of glory. We can't describe your joy, your wonderful joy, your wonderful peace, your wonderful blessings. And Father, we just pray that you'd bless us this night. Father, I pray that you would speak tonight by your Holy Spirit. I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers. And Father, we pray that you would loose your power, your anointing this night. And Father, you know that I don't feel like even doing anything tonight, but I pray that you'd use me for your glory. Thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible talks about the heavens and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not pass away. But the last couple of weeks, I've really been feeling, and the Lord's been speaking in my heart, and I'm feeling it. This world is getting really tired. This world is getting to a place that the rocks are going to cry out. Something's not right in this world. There's things getting out of balance. It's just like I seen last night, this super freighter. That ship was so big, and all these things that we're having, the men have built, have a tendency to put weights in different points of this earth. And if it's like most things, God had it in synchronization. He had it all balanced. He had Mount Lassen here, and he had Mount Shasta here, and he had all the mountains. Those were little like weights on a tire trying to get it in tune. And God had these just planned out perfectly. And then we start pumping gas out of the earth. We take ore out of the ore pits, and we start doing, and we do all these things. And then I've been around, we build dams. We build all these structures upon this earth that actually put, you think what it's made of, this circle isn't made probably out of balance. We of mankind has done this. We go through and we build highways like I've been a part of. But that takes dirt here and puts it someplace else. There's borrow and take. And that's what it is in life. It seems like it. If you look at the structures on the cities about high rises, the towers, how many tons and tons and tons of weight hanging up, and how all of these, and this earth actually spins. This spin is on its axis. God has he kept us all in 2 Peter, it talks about he keeps it all in store by his word. And where he has every day he speaks it into existence. It stays there. If God wanted to, he can heal it. Just tonight as he's coming here, he spoke that he can heal it, but he decides not to. When this earth is going to serve a purpose, and that purpose is getting pretty close to the day when God's going to say, well done, that's when the good and faithful servants come home, because I'm going to have a plan for this earth, because heaven and earth is going to pass away. There's going to be, and the Bible says, the elements shall burn up with the fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven, new earth, where dwelleth righteousness. Seeing these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for the hasty coming day when the heavens be on fire? He says that we will be redeemed from the things. As God has a special place for earth, for those upon this earth, but the earth itself, he said his word shall not pass away, but the heavens and earth shall pass away. Some of us, we take this world so it's a great place, we think many times, but this world is going to pass away. This world is not going to be here forever. And we're not going to be here forever. We're going to go to a place upon earth was made that men could come and women could, families could come to be born in this world. And hopefully some of those would be saved. Some of those would know Jesus as their Savior. Some of those would be redeemed. Some of those would be set free from the bondages of the sins of this earth. And they would walk upright before God, and God would see a great blessing upon some that would seek his face. And he desires those. And James, it says, he longeth for the day for his beloved to come home. And he desires, when we think it's so terrible, death. Most people think, oh, that's a real morbid thing. But God says, sees it at a high point. He sees it as man has toiled through the sin of this world. He realized this life upon earth is not easy. If you live for God, it's not an easy life. If you live on the other side of the street, you're going to have to face things on this earth that they're going to be hard. So whatever you do in life's toil in this earth, it's not going to be always upty-dupty. It's always not going to be up. Right side up. Sometimes you're going to be down and out. You're going to be in pain. You're going to be in you won't have the luxury of good health forever. This is something that God has given us for a special time, and we should thank him and praise him every day of our life that God has given us this day, and he gave me bread, and that we forgive not our, we should pray, forgive us of our sins and all the things that we have done, that we might walk faithfully every day, that when the end of this time comes up, that we will be not found wanting. And the Bible says, unless we even like our tithes, God says, keep them up to date, because he chooses this, that our everything that we have, God has special instructions. The Bible says, study to show thyself unto God a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We won't have an excuse when we get to heaven and say, well, I didn't know. God said, I gave you my word. I gave you my son, but I gave you my word. You, that word, you can read it. You can take it in your heart. And you can take just a few verses, you get saved. This word is powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It will bring relaxing to you. It will bring healing to you. It will bring a joy unspeakable full of glory. And you will have the introduction of knowing God your Father. You will have the introduction of knowing Jesus as your personal Savior. You'll have the introduction to know that if you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, that Jesus will give you, by the power of God, the faithfulness of the Holy Spirit within you, the Holy Ghost, whichever way you want to call it. But he is a helper that will help you through life's journey. And he will keep you up to date every day of your life. You'll not have to fear what's going to take place tomorrow, because God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost will direct you upon this our life journey. And you can feel at ease every place you go, even though everything is going through turmoil. I have a brother right now. He's in a hospital. And he, for some reason, I haven't been able to pray the prayer of faith for him. But you know, like Jesus said, he could do a little among his own because of unbelief. Unbelief will stop our lives in this world unless we have belief that we fail God. You might say, I'm a good Christian, but yet do you really faith? Do you have faith in God? Do you really trust in God? God wants us to have that trust and believe, because without it, you can't excel in the things of God. You can't please God. You can't, you're going to be substandard in God's eyes. You're not going to be a vessel of praise. You're going to be a vessel of dishonor because you haven't learned to the values of faith and joy, but also receiving that abundant faith, that you might walk in faith, that you might walk in trust, even trusting with all your heart. Trust the Lord with all thy soul, with all thy heart. Lean not in thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Bible says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That is the way. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That keeps us in right standing. We have to learn where there's iniquity, there's troubles. God wants his people to be sinless, not sinful. Sinless is, we have a tendency to sin, but God helps us to sin less. Now, sinful is a lot of people are just sinful because they're sinful all the time. They don't even care what happens. They're lavish in their sinfulness.
But we all have sinned sometimes. There are some times that we miss it through because of unbelief. You know, you might get out here and you don't swear, you don't curse, you don't say bad stories, you try to live moral, but yet you don't have the quality of faith that God wishes you to have. And that's faith. The Bible says, whatsoever not of faith is sin. So that's why God expects us to climb up higher every day of our life. It's like we're climbing up a mountain every day of our life, and we hit a lot of shale. We hit a lot of bad things going up great. We feel briars. We feel all this, the hornets, the things that come our way and upset our path. But we have to keep going on, even when the toil gets rough, when the times even get where you might be sick in your body, whatever. It's no excuse. God says, keep going on, my child. I'll be with you. I'll never forsake you. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. God has wanted us to come to the place that we cast all of our cares upon Him. He wants us to learn that life is for a journey. It's not easy. If you live a righteous life, all that live godly shall suffer persecution for righteousness' sake. That's in the Word of God. You abide in me and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what you will. This Word is powerful. This Word will keep you on the heaven's road. It'll keep you on the highway to heaven. Isaiah 35, I think it is. It's the highway chapter. It talks about on that street to holiness. There's a place that God has for the people of God to come in, that precious place that God will be with us. The Bible says, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that enter thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life, and few there be that find it. And all these people say everybody's going to heaven. Well, it doesn't say that in the Word of God. The Bible says, wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that enter that, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. People have made excuses for them sinning, and that the sins don't cut it in with God. God wants you to be above that. God wants you to be a blessing of praise. God wants to have you a shining heart of luxury, of glory in your heart, that you will have no sin in your heart. You will walk in His boldness. You will walk in His character. You will walk in His victory, and you'll not be ashamed. You'll walk upright before Him, because He is the great deliverer. He will keep you through the times of hard struggles, through the times of discouragement, through the times of insults. He will keep you. He will save you. He will walk your side. He will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He'll bring healing to your body, and He is, will give you that eternal joy. It will take you now and take you when you get to heaven, and you'll have a lavish mount. When you get to heaven, you'll have bank accounts of glory. People haven't thought. The Bible says, lay up yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself rather in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break and steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. I see many, many Christians, and they're laying up things of this world. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things of the world. Any man loveth the world, and love the Father is not him. And the heaven shall pass away, and the works thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You abide in me and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Thank you. That's God. God's here to bless you. I've been real tired, but God's here to uplift you. God's here to encourage you. God's here to strengthen you. God's here to help you live a normal life in the times of great divisions that come against you. Things that will come against you. God's made you that you can live and be a more than conqueror through Him which loves you. Adverse conditions, God will bless you, and that's what He wishes for. You're not going to have it easy every day, but God's going to be with you, and you'll not feel the heat. You'll not be. God will lead you by His great hand. God is ever faithful. He wants you to live in His splendor and His glory, and we shouldn't be in a place of have to have. God has a reason for everything that we do, everything we say. We need to realize that God's orders our steps. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. And He delighteth in our way, and though we shall fall, we shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth us with His mighty hand. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah! What? Oh, hallelujah! Praise ye the Lord. It says the enemy comes in like a flood. Yeah, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in, Bible says He gives you power over death, grave, and hell. He gives you power to stand. And having done all, stand there. Your loins girded about with truth, take the shield of faith, so you might be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. The helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, with the Spirit, praying always that we might be steadfast, unmovable, all bound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Now unto him is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Doesn't that sound? God wants you to have abundant joy. God wants you to live righteously. He wants you to live upright. God's been putting me to the test. I understand God's making me live it. He wants us to live it while we're here. If it's hard, that's great. God's greater than problems. God's greater than what we face. We've got to learn. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Too many of our Christians have not been obedient, so they have to sacrifice. And boy, does it hurt their ego. It hurts them because they're not seeing their prayers answered. They're not seeing the joy of the Lord with them. They're not seeing what they claim to have. And that's what many people, they don't have what they claim to have. And that what they have is not God's will. We need God's will in our lives in such a tremendous way that we can walk in obedience every day of our life, that we'll not fail even through the heart. When you feel like fainting, God will bless you. When you feel tired up, God will restore you. He will bless you. He will make it real. He is glorious. I'm going to quit because God is wonderful. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His all-seeing eye is over the righteous and his ears open their cry. But you know what? It does not say anything about the sinners. God's not over there. Bible says in Psalms 1 of them, blessed is a man that walks not in the counsel of God, and understand the way of sinner, nor sins of the scornful, but his light is in the law of the Lord. And in that law that they meditate both day and night, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit in his season. Yes, he'll bring forth your fruit in his season. His leaves shall also not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper the ungodly. Here it is. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. The way of the sinner shall perish. God's here to promote you this day. If you will confess him, he is faithful just to forgive you and cleanse you from all. We, many people, have never asked God to come in and pardon them. We need to have, repent, America. Repent. Wherever you are, God wants to walk above measure. I have to repent every day that I walk better and better and better and better and better and better. And I'm trying the better and best I can walk. But some of you out there are not even trying. God wants you to be above suspicion, above any slander of anything that anybody can come against you, that you're walking in true obedience to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that you're not a flake, but you're powerhouse, the Lord Jesus Christ. God's here to deliver you this night and give you victory, give you strength, give you power, give you anointing, that you know this world is not your home, but you're passing through and you're going to go through and you're going to be with the patriarchs one of these days, the Abraham, Isaac, Moses, all those we're going to see. They went through the same things that we face. But God's here to bless you just as much as they were blessed. God's giving you the Holy Ghost that will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He gave you extra strength. You can walk in boldness, Lord thy God. God will shield you. He will protect you. He will make his face to shine upon you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you his name in your name that you can walk victorious this day forevermore. Father, I pray for mighty blessings tonight on your people. I pray that you'd bless them mightily this night. I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers. You'd loose the Spirit of God. Bring people alive unto God, but dead unto sin, alive doing God's will this day. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, that you're real. And I pray tonight that I can praise you tomorrow, that at this every day that we can praise you, Lord, that we want to be a shining light, shining in horrible times, that we have a love, a light, a shining in our being that's so brilliant that everyone sees it. For the Spirit of God's alive and real, that we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, which loved us and saved us. Father, we pray for a mighty blessing on those this night that do not know you. For those who have failed you, we pray that they will ask forgiveness and they will repent and have a new start, a new walk, a new blessing. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, touch America this day. Touch your people in a mighty way. Touch the churches that fell asleep this night. Father, we know that knowing the time now is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation near than believe. The night is far spent, the day is ahead. The Holy Ghost is here tonight. Oh, hallelujah! Days ahead, let us put off the works of darkness, let us put on the whole armor of light. I could not have done that, what I just done there. My carnal mind would not have done that, but the Spirit of God helps us. He is beyond description. He is real. He's faithful. And he gives you some fun with it. Happy is the man whose God is the Lord. And you can have happiness in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for a mighty blessing and a mighty way. We pray for America. We pray for the I was going to pray for the prisoners. There's many people that are prisoners to Satan, and God wants to set you free. The many people, you're not in a jail, but you're prisoners to the system. You're prisoners because you're still bound by tradition. You're bound by theories of men. You need to have no longer tradition. You've had the incision that God be greater than you in any form, any fashion, any committees, anything. God's real, and He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Yet great I am, and the same as He was yesterday, the same today. He's the same that He was when they've taken the children of Israel. He is the same. He never changes. God's here to bless you this night. And Father, we just thank You for Your peace I feel, that joy unspeakable. And thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. Call when you get a chance. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.